This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been looking at how to cultivate healthy relationships based on 1 Peter 3, using what I call a chapter study method. We discovered that healthy relationships grow out of humble, hopeful, and loving initiatives, and gracious, respectful, and honest responses. Peter focuses on developing healthy relationships in marriage, in the family of believers, and with inquiring unbelievers. The chapter concludes by pointing out how Jesus did all he could to initiate a healthy relationship with everyone, but not all responded by faith. In fact, Peter pointed out in the first two chapters and continues to do so in this chapter that we shouldn't be surprised if we suffer criticism or ridicule or even persecution from those who have never had healthy relationships. Our best efforts at cultivating healthy relationships might not succeed, but we are called to do our part and leave the outcome to God. The danger we face is getting discouraged when people don't respond positively to our initiatives, and even more so if they react in a hurtful way. Our primary responsibility is to please and honor God by living exemplary lives and sharing what we have found in our relationship with Jesus. If our lives do not exemplify what we desire to share with others, it will hinder our prayer life, rendering our prayers ineffectual. The prophet declared, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers." In summary, our goal is to be question ready, response ready, and most importantly, prayer ready. If these messages have been helpful, I'd like to hear from you. Ludgoltz@outlook.com.